This is Spartan Cast.
Thank you for tuning in to Spartan Sound Off on Spartan Cast. My name is Robert. I'm with my co-host Jordan. Today we are with AU soccer players Lisa Bykowski and Liz Wong.
Thanks, Robert. So Liz Wong is a goalkeeper junior from Tucson, Arizona. She's majoring in elementary education here at AU. She appeared in and started 21 games for the Spartans last season. And this season, so far. She was 16-5 with 4 shutouts and a .92 goal against average. She was also named to the NAC All-Freshman Team her first year here at Aurora University. And we also have Lisa Bykowski, a midfielder sophomore from Oswego, Illinois. Last season, she appeared in 23 games, starting 11 of them for the Spartans. She recorded 5 goals and was named to the All-Freshman Team in the NAC. She was also selected as the 2011-2012 NAC Scholar Athletes. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
So let's start off with just talking about your background in soccer, like when you started playing and where and why.
Well, I started playing actually not until middle school, so I kind of started late. I played basketball when I was a little girl. So, and then one of my classmates kind of asked me if I wanted to join her club team, so I did, and I ended up loving it. And then I ended up joining a more competitive team, and she didn't. She ended up quitting, actually. So, and from there, I just kind of starting and investing in a lot of soccer, like with money and everything like that. So from then on, I went from playing a goal or a field player to a goalkeeper. And actually, in high school, I was a forward, not a goalkeeper, which is weird. And I would play keeper during club. And then that's about it. And now I'm here at Aurora.
Okay, Lisa?
Okay, I started in kindergarten. I played like on a rec league. And then in first grade, this parent called my mom and asked if I wanted to join a club. And my mom was like, no, it's too expensive. And then we got like a discount, so I got to play. And then I played with the Kickers Club till junior year. And then since all the girls were older than me, I had to join a different club my senior year. And so I played there with a bunch of different people. So my whole life I've had like basically the same coach and played with the same girls.
Cool.
Can you tell us what positions you play again and what brought you interest in those positions? Was it just skill or?
Because like, you know, for instance, in basketball, you know, I'm 6'8", so I immediately fall into the center category. So is it, you know, did you develop like a passion for that position or how did you get put into it?
Well, I'm a goalkeeper, and I think I was kind of put... I played volleyball in high school, too, and I think I have always been... I've never been afraid to throw my body somewhere where it's not supposed to be, or in weird positions, or I hit the ground a lot, whether it's intentionally or on accident, and for some reason, it just worked out. I found out in volleyball in high school that I had a really good vertical, which helps me a lot, and I don't like running, so that's kind of a plus of being a goalkeeper, is you don't have to run as much.
And for me, I play center mid, and I don't like playing forward, because I'm not very, I mean, I'm fast, but not super fast.
I think all soccer players have to be fast.
Yeah.
Even goalkeepers.
I'm pretty quick.
For midfield, you don't have to be, like, super fast, and then... I don't know, I just always have played there, and you have to have, like, kind of a vision, and I think I have that to play balls and stuff.
Okay. Now, Liz, let's go back and talk about you being a goalkeeper, because that's, you know, obviously the most, not necessarily odd position, but, you know, that's the most different one of all the soccer positions. So talk to us about the pressure that goalies have and the responsibilities that they have that other players in the field don't have to worry about.
Well, the biggest pressure is that you can't make any mistakes because a mistake is going to result in a goal. And it's kind of, you have to prepare yourself much differently and kind of, I know I personally go like save by save. Like I think about things much differently and I think I commit myself differently. So like on the field, I have to, before every play, just commit myself to getting the ball and stuff. And it's, there is no maybe I'll get there. It's I'm going to get there. Mm. I also have to be a leader because I have to communicate with my team since I see the whole field, the whole game.
I've noticed every game I went to, goalies are really vocal. They're always yelling stuff out. So
yeah, and so and that's not just for my players. It's for me as well to keep me engaged in the game because obviously I'm not always doing something. And especially in games where we're playing easier teams, I have to be very, very vocal so that I don't fall asleep in the goal and don't get caught off guard by something. Right. But I love my position. I wouldn't trade it for anything. It's nice because when you play well, you get a lot of recognition. And I like having... I think out of all the players on the field, I have the most control over the game's outcome because if I don't get scored on, we can't lose.
Right. That's a lot of responsibility.
Yeah, it is.
Do you condition with the rest of the team? Or
I don't. We have, well, certain things, yes, but for the most part, it's a different kind of thing. Like, I don't do the running fitness with them. We do separate kind of fitness, a lot of, like, diving and getting up, which doesn't sound that bad, but when you're doing it, it is really, really, really exhausting.
Bad. I don't want to dive and get up a lot.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So it's exhausting. And then I also try to do a lot of weightlifting, especially in off season, because I kind of need more of the explosive power, not necessarily the endurance.
Right.
So I think it's just kind of different muscles that need to be worked on.
So would you say it's speed or like quickness or agility?
I definitely think that quickness is important because obviously I need to be on my toes all the time and I need to be able to react quickly. And I also, I personally play very high off my line and I actually don't record many saves in games because typically my touches on the ball are not considered a save. Because I am up higher, or it's not a shot on goal, it's me preventing a shot on goal.
Okay.
So, I think for those things, it's good to be quick, and I think that's the only thing, really, that I have over our other goalkeeper is that I'm quick, and I can play farther off my line and get away with it.
Okay. So now let's talk about the story of how you both ended up here at Aurora University. It's, obviously being from... Well, here, let's start with Lisa really quick. Okay. So you're from Oswego,
mm-hmm.
and you're a sophomore, right?
Yes.
Okay, so, yeah, how did that whole process work out?
I was looking at, like, closer schools, like Elmhurst or Dominican, and then Canute called me, and I wasn't really considering it because my boyfriend went here, so I didn't want to go to the same school as him. And then I came to a couple games, and it's... seemed really interesting. He's a really good talker. So
now, for everyone out there, Canute was the old coach, right?
Mm-hmm.
Canute Drugan.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And he was let go not last year, the year before, right?
Last year.
Oh, last year. Okay, mm-hmm. last year. And replaced by current coach Troy Edwards. Mm-hmm. So, I was throwing that out there.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So then I knew it was close and it was affordable and my parents could come to every game. So that worked out. And I wasn't planning on living on campus, but I ended up. So it worked out really well.
So now it's the exact opposite for you, Liz,
mm-hmm.
being from Tucson, Arizona.
Yeah. Canute is a very, very, very good recruiter, or was a very good recruiter, and Troy is too, actually. And Canute actually found me at a tournament in California. And it's funny because I remember that day, like it was yesterday, I actually missed prom for that tournament, so I was kind of upset about that. But it worked out for the best. He actually spent the whole game talking to my dad because my dad was the manager of our team. And my dad had no idea until after the game that Canute was looking at recruiting me. Then we talked a little bit and it worked out because it turns out I have an aunt that lives here.
Oh, okay.
In Aurora that didn't know this school existed.
Okay, now did you know that she lived here before?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we used to actually travel here every 4th of July for Rib Fest, which is around here, and I have family in Indiana as well, so we would be out here almost every summer for 4th of July, and actually that's when I had my first visit was 4th of July when I came out with my family. Okay. We looked around the school. I ended up loving it. I wasn't sure. I actually committed here because my dad wanted me to, and I knew that, and I knew that my dad would let me do anything or kind of be free if I had just committed already. Yeah. And I told him I didn't really know if I wanted to come here, but I told him that I would give it a shot, and if I didn't like it, we made a deal that I could transfer. And I ended up loving it. I love the people more than anything, and our team has awesome chemistry. We're definitely a family, so it was a great decision.
What about you, Lisa? What brought you to AU soccer team?
Just, no, we already, she already told us.
Oh. Well, how does it feel to be, we could talk about the team now. How does it feel to be nationally ranked and,
yeah,
and
undefeated? Big news here.
Yeah, I mean, numbers and statistics don't really, like, affect me, but I think it's pretty cool. My club team used to be, like, kind of Illinois ranked or whatever, but I think it's pretty cool going online and seeing that we're ranked against other teams.
Quick question to y'all. Is this the first time you've been nationally ranked, or how
I don't think it's the first time we've been nationally. It's the first time we've had an undefeated record at this point in the season.
Okay. Because now you're ranked, I think it's, what, 12th?
11th and 12th.
Yeah. I think this might be the highest we've ever been ranked, but yeah, it's not the first time we've been, because I know that's one of the things that Canute used to always tell me.
But never when you were here, right?
Never when yeah, I've been here.
So it hasn't been recently.
So yeah, currently they're ranked 11th in the NSCAA poll and number 12 in the D3 soccer poll nationally. Mm-hmm. So, and then yeah, you're 14-0-1 and 9-0-0 in the NAC. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so what does that really mean to you guys? I mean, how big of an honor is that, and how much of a determination do you have to, you know, keep this undefeated season going? Like, I'm sure it's huge.
Well, I know to me, I have always been on teams that have, we've been told that we're a team with potential, but we never get the results that we want. And I think that this, and that goes for Aurora too. I think our team has always been a team with potential. And although we've been successful every year, especially in the conference, we haven't been as successful without a conference games, and it's nice to be reassured with results this year that we are that good, mm-hmm, and or that we can be that successful. We've always known it. It's just nice to have the results to prove it. And I think also it's nice because the whole school's kind of behind us now.
Yeah.
We get random people saying congratulations or good job and stuff like that, and I don't think we've ever really gotten that from the entire school like we have this year. And so it's definitely an honor.
Now, you're undefeated, but the only little bump in the road is that tie with Elmhurst. Let's talk about that a little bit. How frustrating was that tie? And by the way, it's got to be a great season when you know that your only frustrating, you know, game is a tie. So.
Yeah. My stepsister's on the Elmhurst team, so I thought it was kind of like
that's awkward for family dinners.
Yeah, so. But it went tied, so it ended up fine. But it was really frustrating. It almost felt like a loss because it's like you're that close. We were putting away, like, good opportunities and just not finishing. So that was kind of tough.
Yeah, I know for me, because I let that goal in. I actually...
Sorry.
That was probably my most disappointing moment in the entire year because it was a ball that went through my legs. It should have been the easiest save. But I think because the rest of that game was so high-paced and I was actually having one of the best games ever and my parents were here too. I know I was kind of thinking ahead when the ball was coming at me. And looking up to see where other people were to, like, I was on the next step already, and it just went right through my hands and through my legs.
I guess it happens, though, right? So, everybody's got those moments, right?
Yeah, definitely. And I think our coach always told us, and so did my dad, we are the most discontent, undefeated team you will probably ever run into. We will come off a 3-0 win, and it would look like we lost, because we expect more out of ourselves. So, and that's kind of how Elmhurst was. We didn't lose, but it felt like a big defeat.
Yeah.
Well, from a player's perspective, what are some of the biggest strengths of the team?
Well, I think we have great team unity. We're all there for each other on and off the field. Mm-hmm. We have a very strong defense, and they'll tell you that too. And just, I think we have a lot of very big personalities on our team, and that seems to work well with us and help us make things happen, I think.
So you think that the team's chemistry is really, really responsible for a lot of your success?
I also think we don't really ever give up. I know in the Principio mm-hmm. game, mm-hmm. we were down a goal and we came back in overtime. So I really think it's like, if we get down a goal, we're like, oh, we'll just work a little harder to get back. We're really like determined to win, even if we're down.
Yeah, so. And same in, I think it was Carthage. We got scored on first. And then every time this year we've gotten scored on, it kind of ignites the fire and we somehow play even better than we were before.
Yeah, I've never been really worried when another team scores on us because I was like, oh, we'll get it back.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always really good not to panic and get defeated.
I think that's a good mentality pretty much in mm-hmm. any sport. So, yeah, that's good then.
Mm-hmm.
And now let's go back. Let's backtrack to the whole Coach Drugan, Coach Edwards transition. Did you play for Coach Drugan? You did, right?
One year.
And you played two or three?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so how was the transition from Coach Drugan to Coach Edwards? How did that affect the team as a whole and then you as individual players?
I think it made us closer because the people that weren't really, not committed, but had a different outlook than the rest of the players kind of left. So it left us with like a strong core instead of just like some people on the outside.
Well, and I think Canute was really good at recruiting girls that got along well, and then kind of creating that team unity, like family kind of thing. And he was definitely a father to all of us. And I think that's the thing that we miss most about him. But the transition, at least for me, and I, like a lot of the other girls I've talked to, we knew with the new coach that we couldn't be worse, I think. And like Canute was a great guy, but I think soccer-wise, we all knew that there was something missing,
mm-hmm.
and we needed more instruction or just a different environment for our team during season. And I think that's kind of what has put us on top this year. We're strong on and off the field now.
Mm-hmm. And in practices.
Mm-hmm.
Well, besides the Elmhurst game, what are some of the other big games that you played this season?
I love the Chicago game because I scored the winning goal and it was pretty sick. So that was my favorite moment. I've never been that excited from scoring a goal before.
Yeah.
That was mine.
Our two
Concordia, Chicago?
No, University of Chicago. Oh, okay. All
right.
Our two big games of the year that we wanted to win more than anything were University of Chicago and Wheaton because
was a big win.
Our teams have never Aurora University women's soccer has never beat either of those teams in its history.
Mm-hmm.
And especially University of Chicago, there's a little bit of a rivalry for us with them because every year we come out of that game disappointed in ourselves knowing that we can win,
mm-hmm.
but never with the result that we want. So that was, we all went into that game so pumped up.
Mm-hmm.
And then Wheaton was just, I mean, that's a game every year that we usually go into that game thinking, like, oh, let's just, we need a tie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what we hope for is a tie, not necessarily a win. Mm-hmm. And this year, every single one of us woke up saying this, like, we're going to win today.
Yeah. We played it smart, though.
We did play it smart.
They had the ball most of the time, but
mm-hmm. We took advantage of every opportunity we had and made something of it. Because
mm-hmm.
we really didn't have that many opportunities, I don't think.
Mm-hmm. Can you describe the postseason playoff, the tournament, like the regionals, sectionals?
Yeah, how does that all work? Because I'm not, how does like the format and everything?
We have, so there's conference and there's a winner of conference, which at this point I think it's safe to say it's us.
Mm-hmm.
The winner of conference, there's another, after regular conference play, we have a conference tournament.
So you're talking about regular season, mm-hmm. like winners.
Regular season.
Okay. Yeah, not like the tournament
one. No.
Right. Gotcha.
So, in regular season play, I'm not sure how many teams go on to the conference tournament, but there's a conference tournament and they have like a quarterfinal, semifinal, final kind of
yeah.
thing. And first and second teams get byes the first round and you kind of play for a conference tournament championship. And the conference tournament champion is guaranteed a bid into the NCAA tournament.
Okay.
And we are actually, because we have an undefeated record and we're ranked pretty high in the national rankings, we have a decent chance of getting an at-large bid, which means that even if we don't win our conference, there's a good chance we get a wild card. So that's kind of how that works.
All right. Well, we've got time for one more question here. So you guys are really setting the standard for excellence in the women's soccer program here at Aurora University. And how does that feel that you're basically designing, you know, this program to be so highly regarded, nationally respected? You guys are kind of a part of, you know, really setting tradition that, you know, Aurora University is and will always be a respected women's soccer program.
Well, I mean, I think that it's an awesome feeling being not only a part of, like, Aurora University, but, like, I think we've had a big impact, or it's, I know if I were another athlete or person, I would see it as inspirational kind of thing, especially because we have gone through a lot, and I don't think people may not realize that, but like losing a coach and then getting a new one, even though it turned out to be great,
right,
there was obviously a little bit of worry coming from us last year.
But you guys are staying consistently good season after season. Mm-hmm. So.
And I think we owe that to, well, we get good players every year. Mm-hmm. New players come in, mm-hmm. and it's been great. And I think that we can count on that for years to come, because seeing, like, we had a recruit yesterday who's awesome. And she's supposed to be really, really good. And, I mean, people are going to continue to come in from all over the country to play for a team. And especially now that we're one of the best programs in the country.
You're going to get better players.
We're going to get better players, yeah. Exactly.
Absolutely.
So.
All right. Well, guys, the Aurora University women's soccer team has 4 games left of the regular season. Their next game will be at home against Lakeland College this Sunday, the 14th at 1:30 p.m., and be sure to catch their last home game of the year. It will be on the 17th against Dominican University at 2 p.m. Liz, Lisa, we want to thank you guys very much for coming in and hanging out with us today.
Thanks.
Thank you, Jordan and Robert.
Thank you. Thank you for tuning in to Spartan Sound Off on SpartanCast.